This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, that was a great end. It was a roller coaster to get there. There was a lot going on in that game. Hope you enjoyed it if you watched last night or listened here on WIP. Obviously, you can just tell from Fransky and Kevin Stocker there in the final 2 seconds of that. You know,
I love his little woo.
Yeah, it was just, it summed it up pretty good. It was one of those kind of games. Phil's pulled it out. Obviously, a lot of positives and a lot of negatives within the game. You can react 215-592-9494.
Alvarado makes you go woo.
Yeah, he. Yeah, you're
18 pitches.
That wasn't
a
good one. You sounded like Conklin doing Merrill right there.
We're like, whoo.
Yeah.
You know what Matt Gell put in his story
whatever that
about Alvarado last night? Yeah.
What?
10 coffees by the time he gets to the end of that game.
10 coffees?
10. He apparently is a coffee addict.
Yeah, he always says he's beaned up, is his line.
10.
10 is a lot of coffees.
That's a lot. I love coffee, but 10
coffees seems.
That does seem like a
lot.
Seems
aggressive.
All right, so you can react on the Phils as they get to 8-3.
How does he go to bed?
Yeah.
Also, you can react and watch on YouTube. So our show's on YouTube. Hopefully you know that by now. We've been saying it over the last week or so. It's right there, YouTube. You can watch it live. You can watch it back later in the day if you're not able to absorb it live as it happens. But it's all there. See our show, listen to our show on YouTube. Also,
you know, the YouTube thing.
Yes, sir.
It made me more vain yesterday.
I get it.
You
don't want to look like a dummy.
No, I was hyper vigilant on nose hair. You guys notice nose hair now?
I don't, but I mean, every once in a while.
I have nose hair.
Okay.
I never, ever in my life noticed that I have nose hair.
So the 50s have given you nose hair.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, did you notice when this started happening? Because it's a thing.
I don't have much. Every once in a while. Well, I hear you, man. Listen.
It's a problem.
The video being honest.
With the video.
Yeah, video being honest is a little bit of a problem, too. I'm not going to lie. It creates complications.
Sometimes.
Okay? Yeah, like, I mean, we have nonverbal forms of communication. We have hand gestures. We have sometimes a caller will say something. We look at each other. Get a load of this idiot. I don't know if we can make that facial expression anymore.
We cannot.
So I'm just saying you can watch our show, but you can also comment on what it's like to watch our show and what you notice. So run wild on YouTube, and we'll read some comments as we move through the show. Also, we're still looking for help on what should we have displayed behind us. So, John, let me give you some of those that have been said already. And I think these are all pretty good. We can add to this list, and obviously we can change.
I can't believe you didn't work out again yesterday.
I know.
You know we're going to talk about it every day.
I know.
So what goes through your mind extreme. As you're sitting there?
It's never going to happen. What? Like, he'll have a couple days here and there, but if the world on him is not enough motivation,
it's crazy.
Like, what's going to motivate him? James, nothing. Yes. It's not going to happen. Yes. I do not think it's going to happen.
With you.
I think you'll have, like, well, a day here, a day there. I think there is honestly a 0% chance that you do, like, a real workout thing. I'm just telling you.
I know. I'm well aware.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know what your quote workout is.
That didn't seem to shame you at all. I'm trying to, like, motivate you.
I'm annoyed.
Regularly?
Because you don't know the degree to which yesterday was one of the most important days I've had with my book.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was an advancement yesterday. So yes, I backburnered the working out, which I did not want to do.
You have an excuse.
Again,
if
it's
you
always.
Call it that,
you
always.
Made an excuse.
Every day.
And you did not work out.
I did not.
So I don't care why. I really don't. The bottom line is what I care about.
Well, I understand
and
that.
I really do. I'm so conflicted here. Half of me wants to stay on you for the benefit of our show. I want to win for our show. I also want you to lose to prove to you that you need to do this better. You need to prepare differently. You need to be more
it's a real
vigilant,
conflict
like
we
would
right
suggest
now.
On a regular basis, to stay more healthy with your, you know, working out.
Physique and stamina and the such. Listen, you guys aren't wrong, but
you can do better.
I am aware of that.
So do better, because really, it's not just you.
Yeah, you're representing the show. It's a really good point by John. You know,
you're letting us all down.
You could embarrass all of us.
I was going to say Ward Cleaver. No one will know what that means.
Again, can we get 80 years in the future with these? What are we doing, man?
I do like the old references.
I know you do.
Ward Cleaver.
Like, that's literally like 75 years ago. 7 years ago.
Beaver, you disappointed
me. Bring it up more modern, Joe. All right. Richard Cunningham.
I know, right?
Joe.
All right. So let's get it going. The phone line.
Taxi. I got it. It's more modern.
Correct. 215-592-9494. And with the YouTube show, what should we have displayed behind us? We've had a good list that's piled up. We'll add to it. We'll tell you what it is shortly, but what should we have behind us? All right, Phil, some real good last night, some not good. Bohm and Marsh are issues. Bullpen is an issue. That's 1-2-3 right there, just from last night. Bohm, Marsh, bullpen, so obvious last night. Positives last night, two of your best hitters get your two biggest hits. There's a chance Trey will be their second best hitter this year. We'll see. Him and Schwarber kind of battling it out right now. That's fine. That's good. Both have gotten off to a good start. Bryce is obviously the guy. Bryce and Trey both had massive hits last night. Massive. You know, there were some good things for sure. Taiwan, no question. But that was a game that, honestly, despite the win, and I'm happy with the win. I don't mean to say despite the win, but even though there was a win, I'm just being honest, I wake up this morning thinking more about what went wrong because of what it represents. And the bullpen is a whopper right now. Let's go to Seth in media. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. John, I can actually hear your nose hairs growing on air. It's gross.
Do they start growing more once you get
to a
certain...
He's going to take that seriously, Seth, you know?
Because I really do think a change has taken place in my nostril
area. Yes, I do think
they.
I do think stuff like that accelerates.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, ear hair, nose
ear,
hair.
Ear hair, nose hair, exactly.
Ear. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. How many times do you see nose hair in younger people, but on older, you see it all the time.
Yeah. No, how do I see if I have ear hair?
Well, thank God you wear a headset on air now that you're on YouTube.
Great point. Great point. Don't have to worry about it. Nice. I like that. I'm just going to cover it up every day. Perfect.
That's pretty good, Seth.
How do I cover up my nose? Maybe that's the key to this.
I like it.
So let me give you a little pep talk here for the gym real quick.
Sure.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. There's a quote that I was reminded of this morning. Okay. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. Okay. Be the hammer. Be the badass that you claim to be every Friday at 7:45. Make no excuses. Take no prisoners and whoop Seltzer's butt.
Fritz.
So, well, whoop Seltzer's butt too. You know what I mean?
How's he going to be a warrior, Seth?
You got to be.
What you're suggesting? It's
I'm
Joe.
I'm suggesting it's consistency is what I'm. He talks a good game every Friday at 7:45. Be that guy.
Apply that.
When you go
That's
into
fair.
The gym, be that.
I got you.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Bang!
Yeah.
I don't think you know how to apply
It's not my best trait. It's not my best trait. I'm more the intellectual type, Seth, than the, you know, the physical type.
Yeah, well, yeah. You see, now you're already making excuses for losing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he did.
Seth, the Phillies, what did you see last night?
So I was saying to Celts earlier, I felt like it was like a playoff game. You know, it felt like that for sure. Those little bloop hits, a couple of bangers in there, you know, the struggles, the back and forth. It was an exciting game to watch.
It was.
Here we go again with the bullpen issues. You know, a couple of years later, we're right back to having issues with that.
I had kind of forgotten about that, Seth. You're right. That was, I mean, 2020 for sure and portions of other years. But it feels like since they got into somewhere in 2022, the bullpen had been a real plus. And you're right, though. I mean, we can remember times where it was not. And there's a real imbalance right now between the starting pitching excellence and the bullpen non-excellence it's an incredible contrast.
It seems to have happened in the past. Like, I remember this happening before. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a long time since both of them were firing on all pistons consistently. You know what I mean? Even on the run of the World Series.
Last year they did.
There were some holes in the bullpen.
Yeah, but last year, they struggled in October in the bullpen, clearly. But last year for the regular season. Now, Taiwan was your every fifth day disaster. But the other four guys, I mean, you had great starting pitching. You had great relief pitching. Anyway, Seth, give me a big-time answer. A memorable split. You can win the Phillies tickets for Tuesday.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, and I'm going to give you an answer. You guys wanted to talk about having things behind you in the background.
Yeah.
I love the idea of having your score tally up there. But I think specifically, John, I got a giant painting that I did of Jimi Hendrix. You should hang that behind you. Rhea, you should have a big picture of the guy that used to be there all the day, every morning with Cataldi. A giant, giant.
Nobody wants to look at that. I had to look at it every day for a long time.
That's funny, though, Seth. That's pretty good. All right, Seth, a split.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's so many to choose from, but I'm going to go a little more pop culture and say Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Massive.
That is, there was cheating going on both ways. That's a big answer.
You watched The Crown, right, Joe?
I did.
That was wild.
I liked The Crown.
It was really good.
I liked it a lot, quite a bit. Some of the ideas that people have said on YouTube, on our show that they think should be behind us on YouTube. So that caller just said it might beat the Hammer record. John's Eagles jersey. It's a great one. I mean, you know, John played for the Eagles. Hang it up.
The Snoop Dogg.
I just actually found, oh, that's good. Yeah, the Snoop Dogg jumpsuit.
I
found
a lot
of this stuff recently going through my closet and crawl space and all the, Alicia is.
That's your girl. That's your girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Ooh, John's got a girlfriend. Ooh.
She's good at organizing and cleaning, and my closet was really in bad shape.
Okay.
We've gotten into refurbishing the closet and things like that.
When you say she's good at it, are you assigning her that role, or does she
Not
choose to do that on her own?
I mean, this is something that she took upon
herself. I want to find out about this relationship. I'm digging down.
Degree.
Digging down on this relationship.
Look, she really is. She's grabbing these giant bins and carrying them around and
trying
to move things. And, you know, I have to assist. Otherwise, she's going to be, you know, breaking her back.
Injured. No, a helping
hand.
She's
a hard worker.
That's good,
anyway,
man.
Anyway, we're doing a lot of extra stuff around the house lately.
Good for you,
it's like
man.
Spring cleaning.
We'll see what you think might work behind you. Because also, photos of us young, that was another suggestion. I thought that was pretty good. I mean, we could blow these up, obviously. We'd have to. We can't have these little
You've
things.
You've brought some young photos into the mix through the years. And they're just so precious.
We'd have to blow them up.
We have that great picture of you with the mustache that we can put up. You know,
football.
Oh, well, that one.
Yeah. Wait,
yes, I think we blow up the mustache pic and put it behind. Remember the mustache
the fake
pic?
Mustache?
No, yeah, like that little like wisp of a mustache.
No. It was he grew a goatee.
It looked like a mugshot.
We
is
said,
what it looked
"Hey,
like.
you got to grow a mustache."
Wasn't it during the pandemic?
I think that was for the
Flyers playoff run.
It was over at the our last.
No, it was
location,
here. It was here,
wasn't it?
For sure here.
Yeah, I think it was
100%
here.
Well, the picture that I have a picture.
Okay.
Is from the previous studio, like way back in Old City, where you, it was like 3 days, didn't shave, and then shaped a goatee for something. It might have been something different.
Dig it up.
I'm talking about mustache, not a goatee.
Dig it up. Look, the world's our
oyster. I know where the mustache one is. I could find that.
We can do anything we want here with our visual. It shows on YouTube. The world's our oyster. But if you have a suggestion, let us know. Also, let's listen to Brandon Graham talking yesterday with Kay Adams on the re-injury in the Super Bowl, but also the thrill of getting to play in that Super Bowl. Obviously, the third one he's played in, second one that he's won. Here's Brandon Graham yesterday.
How banged up were you in that Super Bowl? You can say
it now. I was not ready, honestly, but I felt ready. Practice was great. I went out there and played a great game, but once I re-injured it again, I didn't feel anything. Even when my wife would say, like, look at your arm. It's real swollen. I'm like, hey, I don't feel it right now. I don't know. Like, I think I made it through. I think it's just I just used it a lot. And after that, they got the MRI, and they told me that I tore it again. And, you know, that I knew I was already retiring, but that just confirmed a lot. I was excited with that. I just wanted to be able to have that uniform on, had those pictures with my family on the field. It was everything that I wanted it to be. So I'm thankful for that. And I got to touch Mahomes, even if it was hawking him down on the tackle. You know what I'm saying? I got to touch him. I got a picture of that.
There you go. BJ with his, look, I thought he played well. Obviously, he didn't get as many snaps as, you know, some of the other guys that have been in the rotation December and January, but you know, I thought he played well, and it was a shame he re-tore it. And obviously, you know, going through the rehab process again right now. But
I like how he was fibbing to his wife. I just played a lot on it. It's just playing football.
And it happened at the very end, right?
Happened Rand? On what I believe was the last play he was in for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, to the phones we go. Martin Valley Forge. Martin! That was really bad.
That was so bad. Wow.
Wow. Wow. I went for it. And
I appreciate you going
for it. It was really bad.
It was awful.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That'll make draft
hello,
week.
Hello.
I don't appreciate you going for that because of the end result being
that
so
was
bad.
One of the worst ever. Hello, Martin.
Poor. Oh.
How are you? How are you this morning?
Worse.
I was made worse just
me
now.
Me too.
It's going down. It's just going down.
Yeah. Mm. All right, what do you got, buddy?
Right. What do I got? I got the bullpen. I don't know what you're going to do, but it's obviously an issue. And do we have anyone in the farms? Like, I saw a lot of middle infield, but is there someone for the corner? Like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, Aiden Miller, but he's young.
Are you selling some of the farm? Like, I don't know. But, Nick Castellanos, I got to give it to Seltzer earlier. Like, he is the guy who there's a real big noticeable difference. And I think him and Max Kepler quietly just kept us humming along in some good spots.
Well, yeah.
And then on the draft,
sure.
I got one more thing for you. On the draft and the Goddard situation, look at a guy named Eric Arroyo out of Miami. A more complete out of the top tight ends out there. If he falls that low or if the deals to go up don't make sense, he might be a tight end that comes in that you look at that might be able to plug in and play.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on him. All right, Martin, give me a big-time answer for a memorable split. You can win the Phillies tickets next Tuesday.
How about Randy Johnson's split finger?
Oh, sure. Well, I don't remember that being a big. Was that a pitch for him?
Randy Johnson? I don't remember it being a big pitch.
It was a thing for Kurt
Schilling.
Schilling had the split finger. I don't think Randy Johnson had a split finger.
He had a slider and a fastball.
Yeah, I think that's
he
a
might
bad
have
answer.
A split finger too, but.
I mean, let me put it this way. If I don't remember it, it probably wasn't that memorable because, you know, I'm the hammer. The hammer doesn't remember. How can common folk remember it? Now, Schilling.
So apparently he threw it in later years.
Yeah, Schilling had a great one. Great one. My God, he had a great one.
I don't think Randy was known for it, though.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. All right, let's listen to some of the highlights of the Phils game last night. There was a lot going on. And look, the Phils get on the board early with, it's not that early. It's middle of the game, with a Stott hit that puts them up 1-0. But then the Braves.
By the way, great base running by Kepler there to score on that. Because the ball didn't even get through the infield,
yeah.
If you
yes,
remember.
Yes.
That was great base running by Kepler.
Took me a moment to remember. Yeah, he went second to home.
Second to home on a ball that didn't leave the infield.
Absolutely correct. So the Phils take a 1-0 lead, but then the Braves come back with two. You're in the seventh inning. You've kind of, and I don't want to say wasted, but you haven't exactly capitalized on a good start from Taiwan. When he gives you 4 2/3 with no runs, you're in a tight game. You wish you had some runs. You don't have much. You're down 2-1. It's the seventh inning. The big guy, the main guy, Bryce Harper is up. One on. Bryce.
Harper swings. Hits one high in the air, deep right center field. And that ball is gone into the Braves bullpen. And Bryce Harper has finally connected again against Atlanta. And he's turned the game around. 3-2 Phillies on Harper's second home run of the season.
John, that was an exciting moment, man. And by the way, when he crossed home plate, I'm pretty sure he was the one. There was an F, yeah, I think we heard.
Oh, yeah.
I heard somebody said
some of those slip through every once in a while.
I'm just saying, like, somebody was very happy. Also, he had an F-bomb at the plate. I think it was him. The announcer seemed to think it was earlier in the game when he had fouled a ball off. And, you know, you heard a loud F. Okay, you heard a U in there as well. So I'm just saying he was frustrated at one point. He was very happy at another point.
Even when he hit the homer, though, it felt like he was still kind of annoyed when he was in the dugout, if you saw it. Like, you know, I think he was
Sometimes he's like that. He was so stuck in a feeling.
You know what really hit me last night? When I saw him hit that home run, I thought of this. And I don't think this is something many of us haven't thought of, but I just want to say it because it hit me in the moment. Because it was such a big homer. In the moment. In the end, Phillips had to win a different way because you had to come back, you had to take the lead again. But he is truly, Bryce Harper is truly one of the greatest Philadelphia players I've ever seen. I mean, like, I'm 46. At this point, I've seen Doc and Barkley and AI. Embiid obviously had his thing, but not on the same level. You know, Utley and Schmidt and Rollins and Howard. Like, we can go through the sports. Lindros. Like, Bryce Harper... Reggie White, you guys know what I'm saying. Bryce Harper is so, like, he is a higher level Hall of Famer than most Hall of Famers.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's a high level Hall of Famer.
He might be the most clutch athlete we've seen in Philly. Honestly, like, in terms of moments.
We don't talk about very often, but he is so clutch on top of clutch. And, he, you know, last night his clutch got erased because then our bullpen gave up the lead. Trey's hit.
Trey had to do it again. So let's get to Trey because he obviously had the ninth inning home run that was, you know, the ultimate difference maker. Ninth inning tie game, Trey.
And he swings and drives one high in the air, deep left field. Eli White going back to the track at the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone. And Turner has taken Iglesias deep here in the ninth inning. Phillies are back in front on the solo shot by Trey Turner. His first of the year. And what a time for it. It's 4-3 Phillies.
So that was awesome. Now, I will say, full disclosure, like 5-10 minutes later, I was, you know, not exactly cursing him, but I was frustrated with him when there's a ball up the middle off of Alvarado that I thought a better defensive shortstop would have gotten to. So last night, you kind of had
to... He didn't even get close to it. Yeah, I don't know if a shortstop gets or not. He wasn't even close.
It's that he barely moved.
Yeah, he barely moved.
And didn't dive. That irritated me. Like... Hard play, yes. One that you could make a stab at, absolutely. One that I think Jimmy Rollins would have gotten, yes, I do. I do think Jimmy Rollins. So my point is, there's the good of Trey, there's the bad of Trey. And I thought both were on display last night. In the end, obviously, it was enough to get the W. But one of those games that leads to this kind of Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us today by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of premium one owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question this morning. Are you thinking more about the positives or the negatives that stood out from last night's Phillies game? Obviously, there was a whole bunch of both. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Marsh and Bohm were the two worst hitters. Bohm is a better baseball player than Marsh. Marsh is really shouldn't be a starter. I mean, just going to be candid. Shouldn't be a starter. So that's tough to watch right now. Bohm is tough to watch because he's not only struggling but frustrated, which is frustrating all of us with the way he acts out there sometimes. And then there was the bullpen, which, Sean, was another adventure last night. They got through it, but it was an adventure. And it doesn't bode well for the coming months with this group. I mean, it's just it's a rough collection of arms right now.
Kirkring was on emergency-only duty last night, and they had to get him warming up, which
fast.
Is not great.
He was fiery, because you could tell he threw it and was getting the ball back, because they were trying to get him in quick.
The hurried-up warm-up part, because Alvarado gave up, what was it, two singles, and his pitches were creeping up into the – it was 30-something, but 18 of those pitches over 100 miles an hour. Nights like that are going to wear on Jose Alvarado to where how often can we depend
Correct.
On wins coming out the other end. Like, this needs to be addressed. We need to get more help. doesn't feel like we're going to be getting any more help anytime soon, so we got to figure out a way to get better – without adding guys, because we're talking about what the end of July is the trade deadline where moves can be made. But man, how do we make do? How do we triage this in the meantime?
I agree with you. I think it's a good word. They got to fight through it, It's tough because they don't have a good bullpen. All right, 215-592-9494. We're also going to get to, coming up shortly here, more of Brandon Graham, what he said yesterday about retirement, maybe not retirement. There's a whole thing in there. Let's go back to Derek in Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Yo, listen, man, I hope you don't disgrace the show by going out there and wetting the bed against Jack.
Man. I got That's this, man. I got this.
I don't know. I like you a lot, man. I don't think you have a chance, though. Really don't,
though. Oh, man. Mm. Damn.
Just saying. Just like
that felt so real, too. Man. It was like, man, I'm rooting for you, but you can't do it.
I just feel like you like to just talk it up, and you got a good like trash talking game, but you gotta get it together.
Yeah, first when off, it gets real, you know that you gotta actually do it.
I do know, but first off, Derek, I have a great trash talking game. Okay, not good.
Yeah, you.
And
do.
Yes, I do
mean,
need
you got
to.
Some of us believing in you too, but you just.
You
just,
should.
It's hard.
I'm an athlete. I'm not Bo Jackson, but I'm an athlete.
And that's the last person I would want to see you lose to is him. You know what I'm saying? But. Wow. You want to send somebody? I'd rather we should send Rhea out there. She got a better chance, way better chance than you to go up against me.
Wow! Really, the shots keep coming.
Yeah, the shots do keep coming.
DoorDash at McDonald's, man. That's now if you were to walk to McDonald's, I'd give you a pass. But me DoorDash at McDonald's.
Every once in a while.
What do you mean every once
so
in a while?
Right.
You're still doing
McDonald's
it?
Well, I haven't since the last time I told you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Honestly, good. Like, I don't think you should be allowed to DoorDash McDonald's.
And I gave up sweets for Lent. And I think I'm feeling the effect. I feel pretty good. I do. I'm being honest with you.
Have you been weighing yourself and
no.
keeping track that way?
No. But you
your
know.
Clothes fit differently?
I'm not sure yet. Well, I mean, I haven't noticed that.
Well, they're getting shorter on the other end.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What is
I don't
up
know.
With that?
The legs. I think my stuff gets taut in the dryer, and I think it becomes not as.
That's only the first time you dry them. Once
the
you
first
dry
time.
Them, yeah.
I over dry.
But no, once you dry them once, it never happens again.
I don't know about that. I think I over dry. I think okay. I shrink my clothes.
Oh my God!
All right, Derek, give me what you got on the Phillies.
Nah, I just think, man, it's a little too early for us to be pushing the panic button on a lot of people, man. You gotta let it play out a little bit. You know, 9 games, 10 games in, we pushing the panic meter, man. They gotta work their way through it, man. And I'm just not a fan of like booing dudes and all that.
No, I'm not advocating that.
Boehm is struggling, but you know, hopefully he turn it around. You know what I mean? To see Trey Turner do what he did last night, hopefully that propels him to. You know, be the guy who they bought in here. You know what I'm saying?
I do. All right, Derek, give me a memorable split.
In the moment, I think the biggest split was when the Browns packed up and left and went to Cleveland in the middle of the night.
So close.
God,
that's a different answer. The Browns did not leave in the middle of the night. The Baltimore Red Colts did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's unfortunate.
The Baltimore part probably.
Because that could have won. By the way, that would never happen today, John. Like, the league is so much more advanced. The idea that a team could leave a town in an overnight without the town knowing about it would never happen
today.
Well,
it couldn't happen with social media today.
Well, that too.
I mean, people would just be, like, noticing that all of a sudden these massive trucks.
Well, how about the guy that got called up for the trucks? How about that guy who was probably a Colts fan?
Oh, yeah.
And then he calls Rhea Hughes at WIP and says, hey, listen, Rhea, go to the air with this one.
We don't even get a chance. Someone in the organization would leak it now to Adam Schefter, and it would be out there immediately.
Yeah,
like,
it just won't happen these days. All right, let's get to something that did happen, and that's Brandon Graham retiring. He also was on Kay Adams' show yesterday and talked an awful lot about all sorts of different stuff. So, interesting answer from BG yesterday. On the retirement thing, make of it what you will.
How retired are you?
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, retirement, the torn tricep. All what's the ten?
The 10 is how much I want to continue to train the way I'm training. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to look good and training to train for a game is different, but I haven't really changed that yet. I just want to go out there and speed it up to where I want to look good, make sure that I'm, you know, staying fit, and while I'm still rehabbing my arm and making sure that when I do retire, I'm staying in the habit of that. Because a lot of guys tell me when they leave, you got to make sure you stay in the habit of working out, doing what you do, because this is our first time really being off and not really having to train for anything. So I got a new motivation. It's just to look good, because if I'm going to be on TV and want to talk and have my suits on, I got to be looking good.
All right, that's PG yesterday. John, gut feeling. Gut feeling.
He said, when I do retire.
I know.
There.
I know. In the middle of that. So, John, gut feeling. Do you think that he's really talking only about looking good and rehabbing the rehabbing the tricep?
No.
Or he actually wants to play?
Well,
because I think he actually wants to play.
The fact that he did not say he is retired, he's 90% retired. The fact that there is a percentage that is not retired, that matters. Kay's isolating that because
great follow-up question by her, by the way.
And yeah.
You know, what's the 10%? What's the 10%? That was a great question.
He wants to play. It feels like I can't imagine being in his spot where you can physically do this thing. Yeah. But you want to talk about a bow being put on your career with a Super Bowl going out that way, but you still feel like you got something left.
Isn't that what Chris Long did? Am I remembering this right? So he wins in 2017.
He was back in 2018.
Yeah, but didn't he come back during the season? Am I wrong about that?
I don't think
Maybe training camp?
I thought he came back mid-season. I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
No, did he want to come back the following year?
Well, we were asking for three or four years.
Well, in 2022, they had Sue and those guys come mid-season. Yeah. But that's the only time I remember that.
It's just, look, it's an issue. Here's my interpretation of what Brandon said and didn't say. This is my honest gut feeling. I think he wants to play. I think he wanted to play when he retired. I think he doesn't want to admit it publicly. It's just my honest gut feeling. That's by the way, let's listen to more of BG because he continued on this topic.
So that 10% is just in case, but I doubt it because I try to be a man of my word, and I don't want to have to play up in that back and forth stuff. I'm just going to accept it and just move on and get ready for what's next, because I feel like I'm going to make the next thing great. You know what I'm saying?
You will definitely do that, but all I heard was, you're not fully.
I know.
I heard the door is not cement, bolt lock, master lock shut. I heard you're going to stay in shape, you're going to stay in shape because in January, you might get we got to go face Mahomes. You told me you wanted to sack and you didn't get your paws on in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you'd answer that call. Am I right?
And you know what? We ain't there yet. But if it happens, we could say you say the first.
All right, John. I mean, it kind of makes me a little sad because I want him to be happy retired, but he sounds to me really conflicted. That's just how I hear it, really conflicted, which makes me feel conflicted.
Wow.
Because I want him to be happy. And I don't know. Maybe he's happy as is. Maybe they didn't want him.
Well, I think it's very possible they didn't want him. I think it's very possible it's, hey, we love you. We don't think that what you would cost makes sense for our budget.
I mean, if they're going to get rid of other guys because some of them are old, like Goddard's an example. He might be out because he's kind of old and he's way younger. I'm just saying it struck me. It made me a little sad because I want him to be totally content. We love Brandon. And maybe he is. I don't want to, like, you know, who knows?
He said, but when I do retire, just yesterday, when talking to Kay, he said, when I do retire. That's a shock to me. I thought he was. When I
think
do
he means
retire.
In his mind, truly mentally
and
get
Joe,
there.
Joe, that's the important part. It's only been 2 months. You know, that was his life for 15 years.
Yeah.
You have to get used to that. I mean, like, it's a huge shift in your entire life.
Yeah, but my interpretation of that comment, when I do, I think he's saying when my mind actually accepts that I've have chosen to be retired.
100%.
And it strikes me like he hasn't accepted that yet.
That's a lot of people don't.
Well, listen, we want Brandon to be happy. So, you know.
He clearly does not think he's retired if he's saying, when I do retire.
All right, so look, make of it what you will. 215-592-9494. It really was an interesting answer. By the way, we'll get to, coming up shortly here, some of what has been said, John, today about our show on YouTube. Because obviously the visual is out there.
Yeah.
And people get to comment on YouTube, which is kind of cool because then we get to, you know, Seltzer gets to read the comments on the air and we'll have some fun with that if people are being nice or
maybe
not
we'll
nice
have some
today.
Fun with that. Are they fun comments or are they?
I'm not sure.
Sometimes.
All right. So what do you make of what Brandon Graham said and also the Phils last night getting that W, 8-3? Obviously some really good, also some not so good within that game. JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Okay. Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great,
hope
JP.
Hope everybody's having a great day. Look, here's my concern with the Phillies. I said yesterday, I believe the bullpen I have an issue with. Now, here's my issue with Bohm. I see he's struggling. I see his attitude. You know, and I'm a big supporter of mental health. Sometimes you just need to take a break. And if that's the case, that's the case. Be professional about it. Like, it's okay. Like, sometimes people need to take a little break from life. It's okay.
I agree with that. I'll say, JP, you're right, but here's the one thing I'll say that comes to mind right away. He just had a five-month break. Like, this is really, really, really early. By the way, he also had a break on, what day was it he didn't play? It's all running Sunday? Saturday? Point is, there was a game recently they sat him. So, like...
Sunday, yeah, it was Sunday.
You know, what does he need, 4 days off? Like, what are we doing here? Because he's also being paid millions of dollars to play baseball. So I don't disagree with your point, JP. But part of the professional athletic thing is it keeps rolling on. And there's another game in baseball almost every day. So, you know, you either answer the bell or you don't. Now, I was the guy that was supportive of the Eagles' decision to sit Aguilar in 2016 for that one game. I think it was smart. I think it was wise. And I think it may have helped him come back in 2017 and be a better player. But with that said, I mean, John knows as someone who's in the locker room, players respect guys to play. You know, to use a baseball term that post, you're going to get banged up. You're going to get, you know, lingering issues. The baseball will find you. You get hit in the ribs. You get hit in the hand. You're fielding a ball. It hits your wrist, you know, affects your wrist a little bit. Like, you know, and then the mental side. But, like, you got to play, man. Not every game, but you got to play, and he's got to play better.
You're right. I agree because he's starting this season the way he ended last season with that crappy attitude.
Doesn't look good,
right?
And it does not. And I mean, he was on the trading block in the offseason. Like, you think he would have a different attitude coming
in, which makes this so much worse. It doesn't sit well with anyone. It shouldn't sit well with anyone that he knows he's on like double secret probation right now, yet you go and pull this stuff.
And
one
of my frustrations, JP, knowing that they couldn't get what they wanted for him this offseason, the price is only going down. I mean, no general manager seeing the first 2 weeks and saying, oh, well, I was only going to give you X in January, but now I'll give you X plus.
Let me revisit
this. That's not happening. All right, JP, what do you make of the YouTube show, man? Have you seen it?
So here's what I haven't seen it yet because I've been working all week. My plan is to check it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like maybe in the background you have like Thor's hammer or something like that. And then, John, I was thinking with you, 21 years ago as a Christmas gift or a birthday gift, I got an autographed picture of you reaching for a pass.
I was thinking
of something like that. But then somebody said like Jimi Hendrix. And you said the other day that Castles Made of Sand was your favorite Jimi Hendrix song. That's my favorite Jimi Hendrix song.
Good
I was like,
choice.
That's not a bad idea. But I was thinking maybe like you catching a pass or something and like Thor's hammer for Joe. And Rhea.
I thought I was about to say a sandcastle behind you. That would have been something.
All right, but a big picture of John catching a pass. Not bad. By the way, John, a buddy of mine texted me the other day and said, and he wasn't ripping you. This, to me, is a sign of respect that you dealt with this. Because it was Junior Seau that hit you, right? Not you that hit him. The big famous collision.
I was extending for a pass over my head.
See, I hope you know when I bring that up, that's out of respect. The fact, like, if Junior Seau hit me, I would die.
Maybe, yeah.
No, not maybe. I would have actually died.
You might have perished. Yes.
All right, JP, give me an answer. A memorable split.
Real quick, Joe. I worked out yesterday because of you, and this morning I find out you didn't work out again.
Yeah.
So you got. Come on, man.
What a letdown.
I'm doing it this afternoon.
It was you and
Oh, yeah, sure.
Unless you have book stuff to do or some show to watch or something.
Okay.
Or a nap.
And don't believe me. Yeah. What if you feel tired? Oh, no.
Here's my split.
Yeah, give me a split.
I can't believe no one said it yet, and this number five said we could have broke records together, the split between Donovan McNabb and T.O.
Yeah, good answer there. That's a big one.
That is a really – I don't know how we're – so far
we
today –
we got great answers, man. We've got the colonies.
We've got the colonies and
colonies
Britain.
Colonies is pretty good.
We've got the colonies and Britain. We got Tiger and his wife. We got Babe Ruth and the Red Sox. We've got Prince Charles and Diana. Browns and Cleveland aren't going to win, but Donovan and T.O., certainly from our standpoint here, could. That's a pretty good list so far. Really is. All right, speaking of lists, James, I know you got a list of
you call
a couple...
him King Charles now?
No, I still call him Prince Charles. Yeah. He was that for too long.
Can't conceptualize this King Charles.
Don't do it.
Really, when I say King Charles, I think it's a dog.
Same.
I really do, having watched so many dog shows. But King Charles is not that man. He's Prince.
Yeah, he falls into the category of if you've been something for so long, I choose not to.
Like 50 years of my life.
I refuse to acknowledge your ascension.
I've been Prince.
Yeah, I just don't do it. Yeah. Too bad.
Can you get arrested in Britain for that?
Maybe. In Russia, you probably could. In Britain, probably not.
More than arrested.
All right. What they're saying about us on YouTube. James, I know a lot of comments have come in. You've got a list of some stuff in there. What do we... Are people being nice or are they being rude today?
What do you think?
Okay.
There's a little nice in here. We'll get some nice. Well, let's start off with some rude. First comment, is Joe in the larval stage of some strange humanoid?
I don't know what any of those words just meant. what does that mean?
You know what a larval stage is, right?
No. I do not know what that means.
Really?
No. Really, though?
Larval?
Yes.
The larval stage.
Like larva, yes.
Don't know. I don't know what that is. Like lava?
No.
Oh my God.
Really, well, what's larva? On,
think about a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Think about before the butterfly emerges.
Gotcha.
It's like in the larval. Oh,
so this is a compliment.
Stage.
This is saying I'm going to work out.
No, it's
some
an
strange
ugly,
humanoid,
gross little. Yeah. Ugh,
I didn't think
stage.
He was saying you were about to blossom.
I thought that's what he was saying.
You could look at it that way.
Well, that's how I
think he was emphasizing the fact that the larval stage is usually disgusting to look at.
Well, I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Thank you, Dirk.
That there's a metamorphosis about to happen. With
all right,
the
this is
out.
A good comment by Mark because. It coincides with something someone said to me yesterday that I never thought of before, but is 100% true. Hmm. So Mark said, how cold is it in that studio? There's a lot of layers being worn. And Moshe Kravitz pointed out to me yesterday that John wears his jacket in the studio every single day.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's so weird. Like, I never thought about how weird it was. I take my jacket off every day. I put it there every day. Like,
oh, you know what?
It's weird.
No, a change occurred when I got less heavy, and I'm usually cold.
Wow.
Like, and old. Like, since I got less fat and young, I am cold.
Okay.
And I do get, I wear scarves now a lot. I wear gloves. I went to my daughter's track meet yesterday, and I felt like I was going to make a snowman.
No, John, it was cold yesterday. I was at Clark's tennis match. My ears were frozen.
Yeah, but here's
outside.
The difference. It's not cold here right now.
We're in a studio.
And we've been here for 3 hours.
I know.
Like two on air and an hour before that.
You do never take the coat off.
It's a little weird.
It is
in
very
the morning,
weird.
In the morning when I'm getting out the door, I feel like I'm like bone chilled from the
Me
time
too.
I get out the door. Even when we're in our meeting at 5,
oh,
I'm still thinking like, holy cow.
Wow.
It's cold.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm old and cold.
All right, James, let's do one more comment.
I was going to add on. Adam said,
do two more comments.
I can't picture Richie as a football player, so maybe that from seeing him is what Adam said. All right. Michelle says, a clean shaven James looks 15 years younger. 15?
Wow. Well,
I already look pretty young to begin with.
First off, I hope people that were listening and watching 12 seconds ago just saw how many times James moved the microphone around.
If they're watching the YouTube, they know that I move like this a lot. Move my microphone.
John, you did not move your microphone?
I might have tapped into it by mistake.
John, did he or did he not just do this whole thing with the microphone?
James, I might have, because I'm reading. I'm trying to turn to the computer and read, man. See, look, if you look on YouTube, I'm reading off the computer. Otherwise, I'm over here. I can't see the questions. I have to, like, turn this way. Then I'm talking it in the microphone.
You're making an excuse.
What do you want me to do here?
All right, what was the comment that you look younger or
older? Do I look 15 years younger with a clean shave?
No.
Well, it shows the scar.
But you do look
perfect. It does show the scar. So, yeah, there on YouTube, you see the scar.
You can't even see the scar. It's an amazing scar. Your face got bitten
by a dog.
Yeah, I had a hole in my face, like an actual hole.
You're really lucky. You're really
incredibly lucky.
Unbelievable.
Apparently, it was like a inches, centimeter, whatever, away from my salivary glands. Like there were all these like things where this could have been. Apparently, it was a very clean cut. Like the doctor was just kept telling me how lucky I was, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't feel very lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you should feel lucky about the haircut because it's a good haircut.
Thanks, buddy. Joe's not ripping me for it, so I feel like that's a good sign.
Two words: for once. Good haircut for once.
Wow. Well, when my wife doesn't give them to me, they're usually better.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Rob Thompson yesterday after the game talking about the bullpen. It was an adventure last night. It has been quite a bit this year when they've gone to the relievers. And Alvarado in the end closed it down, but even that was an adventure in the ninth inning. Here's Topper after the game.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with it, you know. Like I said, Ruiz is throwing the ball well. I know he gave up a run tonight.
Two runs.
Yeah, that was killer for him. Lead off walk. But you know, I trust those guys. I have confidence in those guys.
Well, at least one person feels confident in him. Or put another way, he just doesn't want to publicly
say he's confident in him.
Because that was brutal last night with those guys. And pretty much has been this year. All right, check out our show on YouTube. It's there. You can see it, the visual of our show, every day except for Fridays when we're at Borgata. And also you can watch it live, and you can watch it later in the day if you missed a portion. Just check out any portion of the show. To the phones, 215-592-9494, Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. I watch you guys on YouTube anytime I'm off the bus. And James moves his microphone so much because of all the work he does.
He doesn't know.
I have a million things. You're just sitting there talking. I got everything going on back here. Thank you, David.
He has people in the room with him.
You're right.
I'm answering phones. I'm getting audio together.
He has to move it. It can't stay in one place. Because he can't.
He moves the microphone a lot.
He does some grunt work. I'll admit that. Yeah. He does.
People realize.
I mean, James, I don't mean that as a criticism. It's
true. Oh, it's true. Yeah, I know.
Like, you'd be the guy on D-Day. You'd be the first one off the boat. You'd be like, all right, I'm the guy that has to step off first. That'd be you.
In this situation, yes. Thank you.
James, I admire your tenacity back there. No, I'm serious. Yeah. I'm dead serious. All right, go ahead, Dave. No one expected the D-Day first guy off the boat
analogy. No, not even me. I'm still reeling from it.
All right, go ahead, Dave.
So, do you think sending Alec Boehm down to the minors could help build his confidence?
No, I think it would do the opposite. I don't even know if it's allowed this deep into his career. I tend to think it's probably not.
He would have to agree to it, for sure.
I don't have interest in that, Dave, because that would also just devalue him to such a dramatic extent. Oh. And look,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But the whole point is, his confidence isn't there. He's been on his trademark, and nobody wanted him. So we're basically stuck with him. So why not try something? And if it doesn't work, then he's just going to be the same Alex Bowman.
Well, I'll give you one why not, because this may just be two bad weeks, and he may be about to get it going. I mean, that happens in baseball all the time. The problem isn't, in my opinion, that he is struggling hitting. The biggest problem, in my opinion, is that he is struggling with struggling. And I think it's making it worse.
And that will continue to pull him down, where he should be recovering from a bad stretch.
It's one of Jalen Hurts' greatest attributes. Because he has had his moments of struggle. Even those that think he's all that in a bag of chips will acknowledge he has struggled at times, including this past year. But he has a tremendous ability to remain focused. Look, I don't want every athlete to be a stoic, okay? But like, and not everyone can.
Stoicism helps you sometimes.
And not everyone can be like Jalen Hurts that way. But there's a really admirable trait with his ability to dig down and keep pushing. And it seems to be what Boehm seems to
resiliency.
Lack.
Resiliency. He is resilient.
Correct.
Alec Boehm is not. And it feels as though any adversity makes him the opposite of his response is to not get better. It's to almost dissolve in the wrong direction, to grow worse.
Yeah, it's tough
and
man.
More impetuous. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dave, give me an answer for a memorable split.
So before I do that, because of my call yesterday, I actually watched Roger Rabbit again yesterday.
Yep.
And Christopher Lloyd is brilliant as the judge.
He's phenomenal. Absolutely.
He's phenomenal.
Absolutely tremendous. No
Again, I couldn't believe how great it was. I went in expecting to like it. I loved it. I thought it was an amazing movie.
It's a great movie.
Weird.
No doubt. All right, Dave, a memorable split.
My split is they were friends, and then they split the country in half, Biggie and Tupac.
Mm.
So how close were they at their closest
point? Yeah, I don't know.
I think they were pretty darn
tight. They were
tight.
Definitely friends, for sure. I just don't know how
tight.
Sometimes
people aren't as tight as you think they are.
As the public personas suggest they are.
Yeah. Like the Jimmy Johnson book I just read, John, last week, he was very clear. He's like, me and Jerry Jones were never, people portrayed us like best friends. He's like, we were never best friends. Like, we were cool, but we weren't that.
We were cool until we weren't cool.
Cool until he fired me.
I tend to think Jason Peters and Jeffrey Lurie are not actually best friends, right?
Remember that whole thing?
How weird was that?
But he was able to do whatever he wanted. He never had to weigh in. He kind of, Yeah, I'll move if you pay me another $1 million.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
All right, 215-592-9494. The Bohm situation, what Rob Thompson said about it after the game, we'll get to that. Also, I've got a sports fact for you that I saw last night. Positively unbelievable about Philadelphia sports, something that happened yesterday. That and more of the Brandon Graham audio, what he said in that interview. We'll play that for you as well on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where with the Masters this week, every drive, every putt can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the Masters, the first major, obviously, in the calendar year here with Goff. It's the best. Masters is the best. And find the bet or bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. So many different ways you can bet, different bet types, obviously, who's going to, you know, win in the end, but also who leads at the end of certain rounds. All sorts of combinations of things you can do available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website, FanDuel.com/hammer. The app, obviously phenomenal, easy to navigate from game to game, league to league. So you can apply it to, you know, pro basketball or hockey down the stretch of the regular season. Baseball, another game tonight. It's all there for you, including everything going on at Augusta at FanDuel.com/hammer.